You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have the Omaha Area Director and Social Media Specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brandon. It's a beautiful sunny day at Subaville Studios, and it's a great time to spend talking about BNI right now.
So I posted something on social media about podcasting, and I tried to tag the Subaville Studios, but it does not exist yet. So maybe I need to create that.
You know what I'm going to do? We're going to get you your own little studio placard there. So everybody can know where Subaville Studios are something like that.
Close enough on the grammar, which has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. But the reason that we did choose this topic today is it is a very common question that we get from members, mainly new members, as they're learning about how large BNI really is, because we all know you have your chapter. You got to love and know your chapter very well. But in a lot of areas, there are quite a few other chapters that maybe your profession is not represented in. And of course, with our policies, you must commit to one chapter. You cannot be in two chapters unless you have another person represent your business in that other chapter. But I wanted to touch on this, and we're going to go through the policies a little bit. And then, of course, I'm going to tie the VCP process into it. I just thought, as many times as Ray and I find ourselves answering this question as we do our visits and travel around, we would just do a podcast on it.
So, right. The question is, can I visit another chapter as a BNI member? I'm a member of Chapter X. I want to go visit Chapter Y across town. Is that okay to do? And the policies and guidelines that we have in force say absolutely yes. You can totally do that. You are welcome to do that. We do have a few things we want you to do as a member, kind of as a courtesy, to maintain your credibility as you go around and do this. We ask that you pay for your own meal if it's a place that serves meal or something like that that charges. We do ask that you pay for your own meal. It's maybe not fair for the chapter expect to take on an extra cost for you in that sense. Mm-hmm. When you are at that chapter, do announce that you're visiting from another chapter as part of your visit as well. Be careful if you're competing with another existing member, especially in that chapter. Check it out. Make sure that there's not a conflict there. You really shouldn't present or talk if you're doing something that directly competes with a member already in that chapter. Another guideline for members, which is exactly the same as someone who's new to BNI or looking to find out more about BNI, is that you can only visit two times to any chapter. So there is a limit to that. Last thing that we ask that you do as part of that as well, before you go visit another chapter, is to contact the existing chapter president. Give them a phone call. Give them an email. If you've got a text number, if you're that close to them, reach out to them. Tell them that you're looking to come and when you're planning to come so they can be prepared, especially if there's any people they think you should meet or people that might be potentially conflicting with you. You can kind of have that out before you go to the meeting. So contact them. Let them know you're coming. Any other insights on that, Brandon?
No, but let's ask a question though, Ray. I'm going to ask you a question. What would be a reason that another member would want to go visit another chapter?
Well, I would think mainly just to promote their own business, right?
That's how I think it. Now, I have good stories of people that visit chapters maybe when they're traveling. Great example, there was a member in Omaha. He went to Texas a lot for his business. He went and visited a chapter in Texas, and they did an activity at the end of the meeting that he thought, wow, this is a great idea. They broke off into contact spheres. So he brought that back to his chapter. And I'll be honest with you, when the chapter here in Omaha started implementing that, they started growing. Hmm. So he brought in a good idea. But once again, when you're visiting locally, it's probably not driven to how can we, better our chapter personally. You want to promote your business.
Absolutely.
And honestly, a lot of that has to do with why I'm a director today. When I joined BNI, there were no other countertop specialists in any of the other chapters. And so I was interested in being, honestly, an ambassador first, but then offered as a director. And it got me into two other chapters. Now, I represented BNI in those chapters, but you better believe I had my polo that had my company logo on it when I visited them because that got me exposure for my business. So what I generally will tell new members or existing members when they want to go visit a new chapter, sub for somebody in that chapter.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Sub for them, because when you think about the VCP process, when you go to another chapter, you start at the visibility side. Right? Visibility, credibility, profitability. You're at the visibility side. And if you just go in there and you say, yeah, I'm popping around to other chapters, just checking it out, that's fine. That's perfectly okay. But when you go in there and you say, oh, well, I'm subbing for so-and-so today. Well, now you're right into that credibility stage because you're actually helping one of the members in their chapter. You're not just coming in. You're helping another member in the chapter as a sub. And it's very easy to sub for other chapters. Here's what you do. Kind of what Ray mentioned in the guidelines. Reach out to the chapter president and offer that you can be a sub for people. I mean, we always have those challenges in life where we're looking for subs. If you let the president know and they can let the chapter know, they can write that down in their, I didn't want to say it, their Rolodex or mark it in their phone of a potential sub that they can get a hold of. And then you'll have the opportunity to go visit that chapter. But once again, with positive credibility, positive visibility, because you're not there just to represent your business, but you're there to help another member in the chapter.
Sure, absolutely. But there's one thing that really kind of drives me bonkers when I see somebody coming in and substitute for somebody else from one chapter to another. And I bet you can guess what that is.
I'm not going to guess. I'm just going to throw this out there. If you're there subbing for a member, you are there to represent that member, not your business. Does that have anything to do with what you're getting at here?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Brandon, I've seen this happen before where somebody comes in and substitutes for a member at another chapter. So I come in, I'm Ray Hughes, I'm from chapter X, and I'm here to substitute for Fred from chapter Y. Well, Fred isn't here, so I'm substituting. He has his great business where he does this, but enough about Fred. Here's what I do. Can you bring me some business? Here's what I'm looking for. And then Fred's left out. Fred's got nothing.
Right. And I think that can actually hurt your credibility, especially coming from another chapter. If you're one of my clients that I asked you to sub for me and you offered to do so and you talked about your business a little, you don't know any better. And that's fine. And some chapters, they allow subs to talk about their business if it doesn't conflict with anybody in the chapter. Now, in the written agenda, there really is no time for that. The subs are there to represent the members. If they want to come back as a visitor and talk about their business, they are welcome to do so. But you need to focus on who you're there representing. So, yes, I share that frustration with you myself, obviously.
But here's the neat thing is you've still got 15 minutes of open networking right at the beginning of the meeting when you get there early or on time or a little bit early, which is on time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you get there early, you can go ahead and talk about your business with other people as a substitute. You don't have to talk about Fred's business, as I mentioned earlier. You can talk about yourself at that point in time.
100%. Of course, you say why you're there. I'm here representing Ray as a sub today. Or I guess, are we picking on Fred? And if any members out there named Fred, we're not talking about you. I promise.
Oh, I can think of one now. Sorry, Fred.
But you're there representing them. But during open networking, of course, they're going to ask you, wear logoed, embroidered, I guess, logo wear. So they ask you about your business. Or it's not an uncommon question to ask during open networking. So what's your business? How'd you get into it? Those sort of things. I always try to ask those questions to even when I'm meeting new members or members that I know very well. I always want to know what's going on with their business because that's an opportunity to find referrals for them, just knowing what they're looking for, what's going on with them. So it, utilizing the open networking at the beginning and then, of course, at the end, too. Most of the chapters, if not all, there's a few people that always network at the end there. And that's just another opportunity to open those conversations. But, and we probably will have a podcast on this, be more interested than interesting.
So that does sound like a great idea for a podcast.
I'm planning it. So I guess we're just going to tie it into this one now. But the more that you get to know those members and the more that you ask about them, the more you can help them. And be it you're subbing, just visiting a chapter or a member in a chapter, don't forget our philosophy of giver's gain is you give first and then I shouldn't say expect because a lot of our members don't even expect, but you will, you'll get that return.
You will get that return. Absolutely.
Throughout time.
All right. Any other final thoughts on this?
No, like I said, this is just a common question I get. So if you're looking to get exposure in other chapters in your area in BNI, reach out to those presidents of chapters you would be interested to visit and offer to sub for them. Not the president, but offer to be a sub for that chapter. It may not happen right away, but you will eventually get that opportunity because that's not why everybody needs a sub sooner or later down the road. So that's, once again, going to give you positive visibility, positive credibility going into the chapter, but then take advantage of that open networking before and after so that if people do have questions about your business, they have the opportunity to do so.
Sounds like a great idea. I'm going to call some people for subs now. Oh, wait, I go visit anyway.
Oh, that's too good. And a reminder for our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, this was enjoyable. I enjoyed this one.
Thank you. I enjoy coming over to Superville Studios every opportunity I get.
And for everybody else, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.